Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Over the past year or so, marketeers and brands have had to repeatedly rethink their campaigns. They've had to retool media plans. They've had to manage cash flow. All this to stay afloat during the pandemic.
And while some of those changes to the way marketers and brands conduct business were simply necessary for survival, others were going on ongoing trends that have been accelerated as well.
Well, a recent study also found that the global online content consumption doubled last year, and that consumers are more now receptive to, you know, ads on social or even TV.
Definitely. Brands' suitability is, of course, critical, with 44% of consumers surveyed saying that they have tried a new brand, a product, anything really, after seeing a relevant ad beside content they're viewing.
Yeah, well, the pandemic obviously has had quite an impact on society, including the marketing industry, resulting in brands being forced with a whole host of new challenges.
And with the strong uptake of e-commerce across, well, across the world, really, with consumers in emerging economies making the greatest shift to shopping online, how can brands elevate their creative production approaches?
Well, that's one of the good questions we're going to be asking Jonathan Parker, who is Managing Director, APR APEC. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
So APR, let's talk about this first. You guys are a company that has extensive experience in guiding marketeers, including more than 400 global brands. What else can you tell us about APR?
Well, APR, Advertising Production Resources, I mean, we're a content creation optimization consultancy, so quite a mouthful, but we're here to basically enable marketers to look at their whole production landscape, their whole ecosystem, and make informed decisions and, you know, compete with trends and deal with issues such as the global pandemic we're all facing. You know, we oversee probably about $1 billion US in annual ad production spend across 60-plus advertisers around the globe. You know, we've got hands-on production backgrounds in TV, print, out-of-home, digital videos, web, mobile, social, events, and experiential. You know, and our network of kind of subject matter experts kind of bring these best practices and benchmarks to how they deliver our unique vantage point and collaborative integrated approach to drive innovation and improve production, especially without the marketers. It's not just about us taking over. It's about us educating the marketers and bringing them along on that journey.
So, Jonathan, how did the scene change or pivoted or move during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, COVID kind of came out of nowhere, and straight away it meant no travel. It meant no travel. It meant no travel internationally, no travel locally, which means you can't go and set up crews to do video or photography shoots. You know, you can't bring talent in. So basically, people were kind of stuck in their homes looking out the windows saying, now what can we do here? So it was a very challenged business model that had to be overcome. You know, agencies, advertising agencies were under stress because they couldn't deliver for their clients. Agency of records had to kind of plug and play and flex for innovation. How do we kind of work around this? And so we had to come up with smarter ways of doing things. So, I mean, 95% of shoots that took place during the COVID pandemic so far, 6% were cancelled. But the rest managed to get done. So how are they getting done? You know, we're seeing a lot more remote shooting, people setting up studios inside their own homes, people kind of zooming in on Zoom calls, advertising agencies, everyone getting together, being coordinated, everything being done online. And then you can see from people working from home how many industries now are actually looking at closing down their bricks and mortar offices because they're seeing that they can do so much more. So I would say 77% of what was done through COVID so far has been leveraged remote shoot attendance. And, you know, that's improved participation and alignment, and it's so much lower travel costs. So suddenly budgets which had to allocate for travel and for crew expenses have dropped significantly, which means increased deliverables.
Curious, though, with regard to, I mean, you're saying increased deliverables, but what about the tolerance level of quality? I mean, do people understand that because things are remote shooting, there still has to be safety precaution, that it might take a bit longer, that certain videos might take longer to render, the quality may or may not be as good as it used to be? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a danger. Things begin to look the same when you're all forced into using the same format. You're right, there still is a level of safety and security that needs to be mandated. You need to make sure that, one, that you comply with the standard operating procedures and laws of the market that you're shooting in, and that people who are traveling to do this, people who are attending, you know, are within those limits. And a lot of what was happening was cameras and setup being sent to people's houses for them to set up and do their own remote shoot. But we've seen things come out now. We're seeing the COVID pandemic relax, especially in Asia Pacific, where Asia seems to have been much better at managing the pandemic. I think, you know, in my 20 plus years of living here, you know, if someone has a cold, they wear a face mask. So there wasn't an issue with people kind of buckling down and dealing with it. We dealt with SARS, we dealt with MERS. So there is much more kind of corporate responsibility, I would say, in Asia, which has enabled Asia to stay stronger throughout the pandemic. And we've seen many markets begin to open up now and go back to the way it was, but with the learning of COVID, with the learnings of, well, we don't all have to fly in there. We can do this remotely. We can improve the quality again. We can get things back to the way they were. And we are seeing more and more work from the other regions, from EMEA, from the US, that is being pushed down to Asia Pacific to be shot because this is the best place to do it that has some of the best operating procedures for managing a pandemic.
Okay, one of the things that emerged, Jonathan, is that consumers are now apparently more receptive to ads on social or TV. Why do you think this happened in 2020, and how critical is it to sustain this acceptance level?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at any kind of mobile device now, people are living on their phones. And when you are, again, when you're caught up in COVID and you're stuck inside your house for the majority of that time, people are looking for new ways to entertain themselves. And that's going to be across iPads, across iPhones, you know, even to the social media sites. You know, and so it's so much easier to get your e-commerce content onto there with display ads, headline search ads, sponsored product ads, social ads, video ads, you know, the whole gamut. And you can reach your intended market without actually having to worry too much about where do I need to place this in order to get the most click-through, in order to get the most notice. So having that e-commerce push through these devices, you have a captive audience straight away. So it's making sure that what you're putting out there captures the imagination straight away and enables that click-through. I mean, I think what we've seen with e-commerce now is Statista has come up with projections of about $1.6 billion in 2021. And e-commerce in Asia is seeing growth of over 8% projected between now and 2025. You know, that puts the APAC region ahead of the US and Europe, who are about just below 5%, 5th percentile. So by 2025, you know, market volume of e-commerce in Asia is expected to reach about 2.2 billion US. I mean, that's huge numbers. You know, and in Singapore in particular, retail sales plunged between May of 2019 and 2020, like a 50% or more drop. And as COVID hasn't quite gone away, more retailers are forced into closing their bricks and mortar shops. And therefore, digital mass migrations of retail brands is a trend to really watch out for.
But, you know, with all trends, are we worried that, you know, whilst consumers are more receptive to ads on social or TV, that one day you'll get too much of it? And then, you know, is brand suitability or having the right algorithms, targeted brand sort of advertising on social media, how crucial is this to ensure we don't get to that point where it's like oversaturated?
There's always going to be a saturation point on anything you do. And if you look back through the kind of the lifespan of advertising and marketing, you can see that things have gone from very wordy press releases, very wordy adverts in newspapers, and let's have it in the right billboard. Let's get that 30-second television commercial. And things are evolving all the time. And that's where APR play a huge role with its clients, because we stay ahead of those trends. We make sure that we move with the technology that's evolving all the time as well, because there's always new ways of doing things. There's always new ways of getting your message out there. So I think trends will come and go anyway. And I think with the digital age, I don't think you reach the saturation point anymore. I just think you leave it behind.
All right, just to quickly wrap up, Jonathan, I mean, apart from, you know, all the advice that you've been given, looking at the high demand, looking at, you know, how the trajectory of where this is going, how can a brand make sure that they capitalize the most when it comes to advertising?
I think what brands need to do now is be very aware of how many people are out there now looking and judging, and how many people not only do you have to capture their imagination, but capture their business, but you have to do it in the right way. So I think any brand now needs to be aware of their corporate responsibility when it comes to the environment in all their shooting, making sure that with all their productions, they're doing it in an environmental way. I also think there needs to be a much larger play for diversity, equity, and inclusion, both in front and behind the camera. And there's many brands are beginning to latch onto that now. Many of our brands that we service around the world are beginning to see that's important. It's important to the culture. It's important to many of their consumers. And if they're not seen to be addressing it, we're seeing consumers make the switch to a different brand.
All right. We've been speaking with Jonathan Parker, who is Managing Director of APR APEC. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.